content, we can just turn this into a community chat episode, and we can start inviting you guys up to speak, if anything.
Okay.
In the meantime, yeah. So, is there anyone that wants to come up and speak and talk? Now, I will say, when I first started the podcast, I saw how shy a lot of Boruto fans are about talking on mic.
Yeah.
Now, and guys, Boruto fan on TikTok, this guy glazes Boruto. And I do the same thing. I won't lie. I'll say, what? Boruto better than everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Boruto Uzumaki, drip drip, Otsutsuki, the greatest character in all of fiction. There is nobody better than him.
That's the intro. That's, yeah.
It's crazy. I've been ending my videos with that. I don't even know how long, but
bro,
I've been doing
it. I see him all over my For You page, too. It's crazy.
Yeah, this guy, Boruto fan, he's awesome. I just found these guys online, Watch Boruto and Boruto fan, and that's their names, like Boruto.
I wouldn't say he's the greatest character in all of fiction, but he's definitely my number two favorite MC of all time.
Well, who's number one?
Bro, he's number one, bro.
He's number one. Goku. I'm sorry.
Goku?
Yeah, Goku.
Boruto slam.
Come on, bro. He's a mouth. He's not.
Well, Goku was the first anime I've ever watched, and then it was Boruto, not Naruto.
Wait, so you watched Boruto before you watched Naruto?
No, it's Naruto, then Boruto.
Oh.
Bro, it's from the future. Now, I gotta say this. I totally believe that there's no filler in Boruto. It's all canon.
Yeah, it's all canon.
Especially with Kashin Koji's pre-science, everything's canon at this point. And I've always been saying that the ancient turtle, the ancient ninja tool turtle that can time travel, that's canon for sure. Yeah. Always been.
Kishimoto stated that it's all canon, no matter the format.
Yeah. The anime just perfects it.
Yeah,
people be trying to make it seem like I don't know what I'm talking about when I try to say this.
Yeah, I started the anime a while ago, and it's like I started it when it came out, and then it was boring, so I dropped it. But I'm just now re-watching it after finishing the manga, and it's crazy how good it is. I'm surprised I didn't see it the first time.
Well, you watched it when it first came out, right?
Yeah, I watched like six episodes and I was like, yeah, this isn't for me. And then I finished the manga. That's when I decided to go back to see what I...
But on the sixth episode, Shino gets possessed.
Nah, six episodes is crazy, though. You didn't even let it marinate. You wasn't even trying to meet everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, the first arc ain't even concluded.
That's
crazy because that's a lot of people.
Yeah, and it's like,
or more people don't know.
Time slip arc. I was like, why do people don't like this? Time slip arc. That's the best
Mike
arc.
Is that?
Watch Boruto.
Yeah, watch Boruto. Yeah, Mike. Yeah, Mike is like,
nah, it was in my pocket. You good?
Oh.
So I wanted to mention about Denki. I think Denki is a great character.
Oh yeah. I mean, Denki was the first character you meet. It was Shikadai first. And then it was Denki.
All I know is I want to ask the VA for Kawaki, what did he do to Boruto's life? Why did he do that?
I want to see if he's going to glaze Boruto in the Kawaki voice. I want him.
He destroyed Boruto's life. Like, I don't like him right now.
Well, he had a reason. I mean, the dude kind of
a reason. Come on, bro. Are we really on that reason for taking the goat to life?
Yes. Well, he told him to.
Oh, my God.
He's told him to. He told him twice. Three times, actually.
Well, his name is on the book, too. Why he wanted it. So we are still waiting for Michael Schwab. I don't know if he's actually gonna show up. All right,
is he the dub voice actor or the sub voice actor?
He's a dub.
The dub.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, you thought he was going to have a translator?
I mean, I'm with it. I'll do it if we get the chance. But if we can reschedule, if he doesn't show up and he wants to reschedule again, I will definitely reschedule and try to do this again.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been doing the podcast with Watch Borto here for about 2 years now. And we got number one on Google.
I follow I'm mutuals with Borto fan, and I think I follow Watch Borto.
Yeah, it seems like they're very prominent figures in the Borto community, especially on TikTok. These guys are smart.
I wish. I don't think a lot of people know me. Some of my mutuals is here though, but
we have.
I want to say I'm known at all.
We have Borto Club. So if you if you literally look up Borto.club instead of .com, just .club. Okay. We have everything. We have the Discord. It's the fastest growing. We already have 1,300 members in a few months. We have the podcast is on there. We have TwoBlueVortex.com, which is a community blog. So your guys' theories can get posted on to TwoBlueVortex.com. And you can literally share a link with TwoBlueVortex.com to anyone, your friends. Soon we'll have we have Borto Colored on there. If you guys are familiar with Borto Colored. And we have soon we'll be putting Borto GG. It's like a role play community. But we also, if you scroll down, we have a partner section and an email there. So like anyone can partner with us. If they're a content creator, we'll promote you guys. Cause this is about building the Borto community. Because earlier in the Borto community, it's been very toxic. There's been a lot of hate, and it seems like now with Two Blue Vortex coming out, after a year of Two Blue Vortex, it seems like there's a lot more positivity for the Borto community, and it's really good to see that.
Us Borto defenders have been defending the Borto anime from the haters for like the end to the beginning of time.
In fact, I want people to switch up when the time gets up. Everybody be like, don't switch up when the time gets up. No. Enlightened
a lot of people will JJK fans and all that.
Yeah, that's why you got a glaze now. That's why you got a glaze so they can hear everything.
Asking everybody.
I think the three biggest Borto defenders so far that I've seen are Borto fan, me, Watch Borto, and I think two other ones.
Wait, Alex, what's your TikTok? Is your TikTok?
Kira Yamato, God of Battlefront 2.
Kira. Okay. Oh, I remember you.
That was you.
Yeah, Alex.
Alex, if you want to partner with Borto Club, just DM your hit or join the Discord and message me.
Why Borto?
I can't. My Discord got hacked, so I got to figure a way around it.
Oh, we can just DM here on X. Here. I'll remember to hit you up.
I gotta do something real quick.
Hopefully I'll message you later.
Before he comes. Okay. I might be at most
I caught the hacker, but the damage is already done.
All right. I'm going to invite some more people up, too, because some more people want to talk.
All right. I'm going to go. This was fun.
All right. Thanks for coming. Hopefully, if he doesn't come this time, hopefully I'll see you the next time.
All right. Bet. I'm going to set a reminder.
Bet. All right. Have a good one, Corey. All right, let's see. Let's get HMD up and MIB. We'll get you after. And I saw there was someone else, Echo. I saw you. We'll let you up too. Don't worry. What's up, HMD? How do you say your name?
They're muted.
Oh, they're muted. Maybe they're AFK. Let's see. MIB, I'll let you up too.
They're also muted or no?
They're all muted.
Damn.
They were just here. It's cool to see Blonde Hinata shows up. She always showed up for the Discord ones too.
Yeah. Well, if he doesn't come, hopefully that's a good sign. He's voice acting Kawaki.
Let's see. Homed said, I have a prediction for the next chapters of Boruto, and I would like you to repeat what I am going to say to everyone in space, because for me, I do not have to speak English orally or with my voice. Okay, I understand. So let's see. I think that soon Kawaki will join Team Seven's battle against Ryu and Matsuri, and the Shinjus will become kind. Matsuri will fall in love, and Ryu will collaborate with them. What? A whole, like, turnaround? I mean, they're battling right now, so, I mean, that would be great if the Shinjus. I mean, I don't know. That's a wild turn. And you know what? We'll put that in our bingo. So I'm going to take your guys' predictions, and I'm going to include it on our bingo in the Two Blue Vortex Discord. You can also, it's twobluevortex.com/invite. That's how you get in the Discord. And I will use your theories for the next chapter, and we're gonna try to put out a bingo. And actually, on twobluevortex.com, if you go to the achievements page, there's a table of all the previous bingo winners, of everyone else who won bingo, or any other game that we have. We get your name, your username, listed on twobluevortex.com if you get to win any of our games. So, Victoria said, any cover predictions?
Cover? Probably, who you think would be the most important? Sarada and them, or Konohamaru? Because, right, they're putting us their fork on the road. You go left or you go right? You save this one or you save that one? So probably
Konohamaru. Well, but the last chapter was literally called Konohamaru, Chan, right?
Yeah, but it was no Eggy on it. So then the next one would be Konohamaru, or if he does get eaten, his Shinju.
Yeah, Wendy was just right mentioned now, the last chapter.
It's Sarada versus Sarada and Team Sarada and the Sand Shinobi versus Ryu, and then the other one is
I'm thinking Ryu. Maybe Shinki. Shinki, yeah.
Shinki.
Wait.
Yeah, didn't it end with Konohamaru getting pinned down and almost absorbed?
Yeah.
So Blonde Hinata said Kawaki will defeat Matsuri after his limiters are removed.
When do you think the Boruto anime is coming back? I can't wait.
I would hope it can come back in like 2027, 2028, because if they spend a lot of time just to perfect the keyframes and the voice acting, like, if they spend a lot of time on it instead of rushing it like they did Next Generations, it could probably be something really good.
I expect a late 2025 to maybe early 2026 release.
Nah.
Most likely, but I'm hoping. I'm thinking it's actually going to be like 2026, but I'm hoping it's like 27, 28.
So Periot has Bleach. They have Black Clover, but we don't know nothing about Black Clover right now.
And the Bleach is almost done.
That's what I'm saying.
Animated, so yeah. So next should be Boruto,
or the four episodes.
Yeah, because they said Boruto would only start being animated like sometime after Bleach is done, which is almost done for Bleach.
Hold on, nobody said that.
No, that's what I saw on a post. I don't know if it's true or not.
Yo, what's up, Lost Gold? We'll pull you up real quick.
Well, yeah, because they always do that. They put a post out, you know, some fake news, literally, and then everybody runs with it. And then when it happens, nothing happens to the person who first started the rumor, but everybody's upset talking about some, oh, I thought it was. No, never was going to happen.
Yeah, but what I do know is it's once Bleach is done, we'll get some more info.
Yeah, because they're gonna have nothing.
Yo, what's up, Lost Gold? What's up? No, I'll let you guys come up. Do you guys have any ideas, like any theories, predictions for the next chapter? Let me know. You guys can put it in the chat too.
What are we thinking, Cole?
Victoria also said, I think this March we'll get like a big announcement. They said Boruto's birthday, chapter 100. I think end of volume 5, something has to happen. What do you think, Watch Boruto?
I don't know. I think probably an illustration. Because that's what they've been doing. Right? Remember the last
one event?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Lost Gold?
Well, I don't think Konohamaru will get devoured. I think Sarada will Chidori Mitsuri mid-fight and then one-shot Ryu.
Hey, bro, just spoiled the plot, right?
Well, damn, he got the spoilers early.
What do you guys think?
Wait, did you say, you said Sarada is going to Chidori Matsuri?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No.
He's coming to fight against Ryu right now. She's nowhere near Matsuri.
She's busy, what? Yeah.
They split up. They went
it's in the area.
Hi, hello.
No problemo.
Do you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, I feel like they're just gonna entirely distract us on Amado's end.
Amado?
Like, they're not gonna show the fight or anything. Like, they're not gonna show the rest of the fight next chapter. They're just gonna distract us with something in the village or something.
You're talking about plot lines, switching them.
Yeah. And they're going to show, I don't know, either like looking at the fight or something.
That's never even happened. I don't remember. Right?
Hey, watch Boruto. You there?
Yeah.
Hello?
This question's for watch Boruto.
Hold on. Let Alex go real quick.
Do you know how to put this? When Boruto anime resumes, is there a part 2 to the code arc before the prophecy arc?
Yeah, it's the rest of the story. What you mean?
No, how are they going to do it? Is it going to go like part 2 code arc and then a prophecy arc and then Tube of Vortex?
Oh, the how? I would love to know. I don't know, but if I had to guess, right, because that's what you're asking. If I had to guess.
Yeah.
It ended off on what? Chapter 70. No, not chapter. It ended off 66, right? 66, 67, 68. Those three chapters, it's all the same couple things. Teleports him away. So probably like, they did it because that doesn't matter how the manga, continues after that point because the anime does it different, better.
Yeah.
So
the anime ended with
them on the statue. With
Kawashiki.
Yep.
So, and then Boruto was brought back to life. Then him and Kawaki talk on the stone faces,
yep,
and declare their goals to each other, and then it ends.
So what I'm thinking is a scenario where they're at arms, right? Boruto and Konohamaru. I mean, Konohamaru. Kawaki. Yeah. So maybe Kawaki, you know, steps away from the team because he was never really a Team 7 member. You know, people like to say he's not.
He was a temporary member.
Yeah.
Temporary.
Yeah. So they're going to drive them between each other, right? It's going to be a divide. They're going to divide them. And then it's going to be that type. It's going to be a plot line A, plot line B. Plot line A is what Kawaki, what has to happen for Kawaki to do what he does next, which is talk to, you know, Naruto, seal him, go away. And then same thing with Team 7, the actual Team 7.
Yeah.
They're going to have
he's going to seal Kawaki away.
Them. no, for them to be at the point that they are. So,
yeah.
Sarada has to get her third tomoe, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they're going to go straight from two to Mangekyo. Like,
well, they did it with Obito and Madara, I believe. Yeah.
I don't know, but which way, right? They got to get her a third tomoe. So, and then I forgot who it was. I think it was the writer of Boruto, the Japanese one, obviously. Kodachi? No, not Kodachi. I'm talking about the anime. I think it was Koda. I think his name was Koda, Masayuki Koda. Or if it wasn't him, it was Honda. One of the two, though. There was a tweet somewhere out there that they said, he looks forward to y'all, meaning us, the reader or the watcher, to see when she gets a third tomoe. So not exactly that, obviously, but
yeah,
alluding to y'all are going to see her get her third tomoe. So I'm assuming they're going to do that. What it could be, I don't know. Cause
it'll probably go to when Kawaki forces Ada to activate Omnipotence
We gotta rewind a little bit, right? There are novels that haven't been adapted yet, right? Like Sasuke, the Teacher Star Pupil. It's just one that I forget where exactly in the timeline it happens, but wherever it happens, it's just a mission where Boruto, Sarada, Mitsuki, Team 7, minus Konohamaru, are on a mission with Sasuke.
And, ooh.
That's why it's called Teacher Star Pupil, because he's teaching Team 7. So he could teach him, he could teach them everything that's necessary. So she has the Chidori stream, right, Sarada, in the future. You could put that there. Now she learned it from Sasuke in this arc. You have... What else happens in that? I forget. It's a mission where they gotta, guard over this artist. And then Boruto goes crowd surfing and stuff. I don't remember the arc exactly, because it's one of those where they're in the village. And it's just... a guarding, it's a regular mission.
Yeah.
If it was any rank, it would be like B max, unless it's fighting, and it's obviously gonna be fighting if it's Sasuke there. But I would say they would do that, right, to somehow incorporate what has to happen yet that hasn't happened.
Yeah.
And then they would have that part be right before. That part that you're talking about where
Kawaki triggers Omnipotence,
where Kawaki takes him away, because this is the one thing I do remember about that book, right? The Teacher Star Pupil. In that, Sasuke is monologuing to himself, so internal monologue, and he's thinking back to the Momoshiki arc or the Chunin Exams arc, whichever one you call it. And he's thinking back because he's thinking of why Naruto allowed Boruto to fight Momoshiki, right? Because Sasuke was the one that brought him. And Sasuke had the plan to, if we go down, you got to be the one to step up.
Yeah, because he has a particular weakness to Momoshiki.
Well, not just that, but that's what he had already in mind. So when Naruto is, literally, hey, Boruto, are you ready for another Rasengan? And then they make a big one, and it's father-son Rasengan.
Yeah.
He's thinking back to that, to why exactly he did that, why Naruto had that happen. And then he's like, damn, he must regret that now, because that karma, that's a curse, not a gift.
You could say it's both a curse and a gift.
No, I'm saying, but that's what Sasuke's thinking too now. He's like, damn, this is probably Naruto's biggest regret, or one of, letting Momoshiki put a karma on Boruto because of what he let happened in the fight. But yeah, that's the only thing. Cause then, right, if they nail in that point of, damn, it was really Naruto's fault that Boruto's getting hunted by Kawaki. Then, right, it would be even better for what Kawaki and Naruto talk about at the dinner table. Remember? He was like,
yeah,
you know, that shit is so crazy. He really told Hinata, the only thing I regret is that I didn't get it done. Talking about, you know, unaliving Boruto again. And then Naruto was talking about something. I'm never going to let you do that. You got to go through me. That would and play Kawaki, better.
Yeah. You know? And then Kawaki says, like, you know what? All right.
And then he said, I'm not telling you to understand, you know, but that would play better if they have that part where Sasuke is thinking about the Momoshiki fight and thinking, damn, mm-hmm. Naruto might have messed up right here by allowing Momoshiki to, even though he couldn't do nothing about it, like time was frozen.
Yeah, he couldn't. You know? He was out of chakra. Yeah. Boruto was their only option.
Not even that, but I'm talking about the time freeze. Like the time was frozen. They couldn't even do nothing. Even Sasuke was the only
one. Momoshiki stopped time. That's what Boruto has now, yeah.
But I think they would do that, or they should do that, because they would play better for, like, oh my God, Naruto's really trying to make up for this mistake of Momoshiki implanting a karma on his son and already seeing his son die once.
Like how were they supposed to know that when a person does a killing blow on an Otsutsuki, that Otsutsuki plants a karma on him? Specifically,
Momoshiki. That's not why. The Otsutsuki does it. Just because the killing blow doesn't matter. If not, Ishiki would have got one. Or Kawaki would have got one when he did it to Ishiki. Or Boruto or young Naruto would have got one when they did it to Urashiki. So the killing blow was never an actual requirement.
Well, I think it's that only certain Otsutsuki can do it.
When it happened.
Because Kaguya couldn't do it. She was too weak. Urashiki couldn't do it.
It's Kaguya's razor, right? The simpler answer is most likely the truth. And most likely the simplest, well, not most likely. The simplest answer is it's not a requirement to kill an Otsutsuki. Because if that is an actual requirement, Kawaki would have all the karmas if he actually got to do what he, says he'll do, you know, take out every one of them. Now he's got everybody's karma. No. So that's why I don't think it's an actual prerequisite. It's just that for Momoshiki, he did it right before he died.
Well, also Momoshiki saw in the future.
Yeah, too. He saw in the future, he was like, oh, I gotta see this out. I gotta see how this plays out. You know, that's how I took
but
it.
But don't...
Well, the only don't you people think... who actually planted karmas on the people who killed them was Ishiki, Ishiki through Jigen planted it on Kawaki, and Momoshiki planted it on Boruto.
Yeah, but even Ishiki, Jigen, he did it through a vase. Remember?
Well, yeah, he also did it to Code, too. They did the experiment.
Yeah, through a vase, though.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, one was literal physical hand-to-hand contact from Momoshiki. Then Jigen's was through a vase and an IV bag.
We also can't forget the most important requirement. It has to be the correct vessel.
Well, yeah, and that's also why I don't think none of them know that, all right? None of the other people other than the karma people and Otsutsuki know that it has to be a certain person. Like, it can't just be...
Yeah.
Anybody.
Because if that's the case, Baryon Naruto would have gotten a karma from destroying Ishiki's body with his life drain.
Also, do you think that Momoshiki can see in the future and stop time that Boruto could potentially do the same thing, right?
Yeah, Boruto has all Momoshiki's abilities. He's used four Momoshiki's abilities in the past as a kid.
What?
The karma is Momoshiki's.
And which ones?
The future side is Momoshiki's. The time side is Momoshiki's. He used the future sight in Tube of Vortex. He used the karma as a kid repeatedly. He's used the He hasn't used time stop yet, but I know he has it because he has all Mushiki's abilities.
Well, I don't think he should also get.
I don't think he's Kinshiki's. Used the future sight. Yeah.
No, I don't think he has. But he could get Kinshiki's weapons. That, I think chakra weapons.
So you're talking about episode 75. I mean, episode. You're talking about chapter 75 when he sees the future, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's one of them.
Is explained as their memories are becoming one. So if Momoshiki already saw that future, which we know he did, he's like, wait, what is this? Matter of fact, that's also why he definitely didn't use it. He was asking, like, what is this? I don't remember these. Talking about his memories. Because it's Momoshiki's. Momoshiki's memories. He didn't actually use the future sight. Same with any other time.
But we know he has it. We know Momoshiki has it. We know
Momoshiki has it, yeah.
Yeah.
But I had a dream of that, too. Of Boruto using Momoshiki's abilities. I don't know why.
We know he's used some of Momoshiki's abilities. I'm in for these time stops. That's going to be awesome.
The same dream, bro.
Yeah.
But also, there's another requirement, too. It's not just selecting the right vessel. It's that the Otsutsuki that's using it has to have enough power to use it. They have to plant the karma in somebody.
I mean, it can't be that much power. Ishiki recouped his health. I don't know if he recouped just enough to put a karma, or he went all the way to full and then put a karma on.
He would have to. Yeah, he would have to recoup because when Kage
off-guarded. No, I'm saying. Yeah. Like percentage, right? 10%.
Yeah.
When he was talking about fighting Kashin Koji.
Yeah.
In percentage wise, does he go up to whatever the percentage is for the requirement? Let's say it's 50, right? 50%. Does he go up to 50 and then immediately put it on, or does he go to 100 and then put it on? That's what I'm saying.
I think it.
We don't know.
50.
So whichever answer it is how much weak. And Otsutsuki could be before they just can't put it on there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or on somebody. I said there. On somebody. So, yeah.
What's his name? The guy knows everything.
Kashin Koji? Amado.
No, Amado.
Oh.
That dude explained exactly how the karma works. Its function, its weaknesses. In the Otsutsuki immortality, he must know that the Otsutsuki need a certain amount of power to use the vessel when he explained in episode 212 through 217.
Well, he doesn't have to know. You said he must know. He doesn't have to know.
Well, he knows everything else about them. He knew everything about them.
No, he definitely knows nothing about them. You know, they've been showing us he's an unreliable narrator. Or, well, not narrator, but an unreliable source of info. He was wrong about Ada. He was wrong about Kashin Koji because he doesn't even know he's dead or alive now. He was wrong about a bunch of things.
He knew about Ishiki's duration, time, revival, and the vessels. He knew when to attack Ishiki.
Is a little bit of a stretch. He said he has a couple days. He doesn't know. It's exactly 74 hours, 72
no,
hours,
but
whatever.
He knew when to attack.
These are all educated guesses. And of course you know when to attack. It's called strategy. You're giving him more props than I think he actually has.
Oh, he knows a lot about the Otsutsuki. Yeah, I could tell you that if I watched
it. He doesn't know about Ada. He was wrong about Ada's love charm. He thought that was a Shinjutsu. Oh, he thought that was an ability of an Otsutsuki. That's not. It was a byproduct of an ability of an Otsutsuki. Momoshiki.
Wait, I got a question.
That's why in the tiers of credibility, it goes Momoshiki and everybody else. Because Momoshiki knows about Otsutsuki. He said it himself. He said he knew about, doesn't mean he knows the abilities, but he knows about every Shinjutsu ability. And that's why he knows that the heart thing can't be real.
The what thing?
Charm? Charm?
Oh, it's called benevolence.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Well, still, Kashin Koji, not Kashin, Amado knew certain things about the Otsutsuki. We can't deny that.
again, is knowing and guessing is different. He guessed a bunch of stuff that is right. You know, matter of fact, Momoshiki said it himself. He said, oh, it looks like his hunch was right or something like that. His hypothesis or something. Remember when he was talking about Shibai? Somebody's
there. Yeah. He knew Shibai went to a different, a higher dimensionality.
He didn't know. He guessed. Again, he's the manga. Guessing. These are educated guesses from a scientist. This is what he does. That's why it's theories, you know? Not facts. Not law. Facts.
Wait, why somebody say, are you saying he doesn't have abilities of his? Let's not forget Boruto is now 100% Otsutsuki. What happened?
Oh, when we were talking about... I know it. If he has Momoshiki's abilities. No, I just said he hasn't displayed them. At least time stop. We haven't seen him willfully and like acknowledging that, oh, I can stop time because of Momoshiki. We haven't seen him. Well, he's used karma, so karma is whatever.
Yeah.
We haven't seen him do the future sight. That was something forced upon him when he saw it. He didn't know about it. That's why he was like, what is this? Hold on. Is this the future? And then boom, cut off. He hasn't used the absorption ability nor the repelling ability or whatever it's called. You know? So that's what I'm saying. He could. Theoretically, he should. Because Kawaki has all of Ishiki's.
Yeah, but so if Kawaki has it, then Boruto must have all Momoshiki's.
But then again...
Well, Boruto doesn't use a karma like Kawaki, though.
What does it mean that it's a weapon? Remember? When he implanted the new arm on the Kawaki, Amato was saying, in the form of a weapon. No soul, no override.
Yeah, so in the form like of pure power. Of pure power. He has no... There's no downside. There's no essence of Ishiki taking over. There's no.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's what they meant. That the 100% Otsutsuki thing is in terms of Boruto's different because even he didn't go 100 and then get reincarnated as Momoshiki.
Yeah.
Because your boy, Amato, was explaining to the other people that at some point Momoshiki's just gonna come back, right? And then they had the bobblehead.
Yeah, the reason Momoshiki
on Boruto's body.
Yeah, the reason that Boruto didn't get when he reached 100%.
We know the reason. I'm saying even now it's different than regular. So both of them don't have a regular karma process. You know, Boruto when he died. And then Kawaki, when Amato did something to it. And the way he was also explaining it was a house with no door. I'll open the door again, and you're good. But there's nobody to reclaim the house. You know what I mean? Like, that's how he was explaining it. Or, like, a sugar cube in tea or coffee, whatever it was. And then you just... stir it, now it's distilled in the coffee and you can't separate it. So I feel like it means should a regular karma be done normally, all the way through and through, the person doesn't have the abilities of whatever karma person or whatever associate it was from, and they never do until it hits 100%. Once they hit 100%, there is no more of that person. Now it's all just him, whichever Otsutsuki. That's what I'm thinking they're talking about. Because both of them are unusual circumstances as to their processes for karma.
Yeah.
So also, right? That would kind of be unfair. Give Boruto all of Momoshiki stuff, he doesn't lose.
Yeah.
So they have to.
Kawaki has all the Ishikis. He has Daikokuden. He has Sukuna Hakona. He has,
and that isn't helping him.
Yeah, I'm sorry, bro. That's Kawaki's just not that guy, bro.
Yeah.
He has all that.
Boruto's just so much stronger than him because Boruto trained his base, while Kawaki trained his karma.
Well, he didn't even really train his karma like that. He just
he ain't trained nothing, bro. I'm sorry. I know there's probably a lot of Kawaki fans in here, bro. But Kawaki's just not him, bro.
Kawaki's like he's more advanced with karma than Boruto is right now. But Boruto has more training than him.
Bro, don't let Boruto have control over that karma because we're gonna see something.
That's
all I'm gonna say.
Boruto trained his base and all his techniques from both. Like he was being trained by Kashin Koji and Sasuke. Oh my god.
But remember, but Boruto would have did that regardless.
Whatever he's learning from Kashin Koji, he learned it
from the future. From
somebody else.
Yeah,
we don't know who he learned it from in the future because it won't happen.
Kashin Koji saw in the I believe it was chapter Tsubaki chapter 15, I believe, when Kashin Koji saw all of the infinite universes. He took techniques from those universes that Boruto had, future Borutos, and he taught them to the current Boruto.
I know. We're saying whatever in the future that he saw, those techniques, we don't know who taught him those. Because he could see all possibilities. It could be anybody. Kakashi could have taught him. Sasuke could have taught him. Kashin Koji could have taught him. Boruto could have taught himself.
That's true. We know that he learned all techniques from Sasuke. All Sasuke's techniques. We know that because it's mentioned.
Well, we know that Sasuke said he taught him everything Sasuke knows.
Yeah,
that
Sasuke.
You know, normally there's this thing of the teacher only teaches the student everything that they know, not everything that the teacher knows. Well, no, yeah. Sasuke literally taught him everything that Sasuke knows.
Yeah.
And that's why he was like, hey, we good.
We good. Like, you're a prodigy. Like, damn. You learn everything so fast.
So, at most, everything that Sasuke could have, he learned it from Sasuke, either in the future or in that 1 year period.
Yeah.
And then anything that Sasuke cannot have, so Flying Raijin, so whatever else, right? Because even Boruto's Flying Raijin isn't really Flying Raijin.
Yeah. Boruto taught himself a variant of Flying Raijin from it's based off of Minato, but it's different. Like it's very different.
Yeah. So everything that we know, both teachers, right? So Kashin Koji, would know everything Jiraiya knows. Jiraiya knows would be what Boruto could possibly learn because of Kashin Koji. Yeah. Even though we don't know exactly how much Kashin Koji has that Jiraiya has. He has
basically a version of he's basically a stronger version of Jiraiya with similar abilities to him because he's a clone.
I know that's what I'm saying, but I'm saying everything that Jiraiya knew, he has Rasengan. We don't know exactly how much Kashin Koji has, because remember they're this whole thing about genetics that they're pushing is that there's more to it than just the DNA. That's what separates
people. Yeah, there's more to it than meets like the eye.
Yeah, so just like that, the jutsus that they learn is not inherently genetic. The natures are, but the jutsus don't have to be.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Kashin Koji might not have everything that Jiraiya has.
I'm surprised Boruto hasn't learned Sage Mode by now. Oh my
god. Yeah. I don't want him to though. what is it really?
Bro's already got the most broken arsenal in all of history. You want to add more to it?
it really won't do nothing though. Like really think about what Sage Mode gives you. It won't do much. Oh, you could sense you know, you have sensory abilities.
From anywhere across the world. We saw that with Naruto. And also, what else? It gives you a 10 times amplifier to all your powers. Stated.
That isn't necessary because Boruto's already super strong. And what else does it give you? Frog Kumite.
It gives you a chakra reserve. It gives you a better reaction speed.
You have to be actively collecting it anyways.
Otsutsuki can't even get that though, right?
I don't know.
Can't get Sage Mode powers.
Snake Sage was the one that they didn't have access to.
Sage mode is just nature energy. Nature energy is on Earth. Otsutsukis literally eat everything genetic and chakra from whatever planet. So, assuming they already have nature energy.
Yeah, and then we got most of all, Borto has the Jogon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, everything the Sage mode could give you, he already has some alternative for it so that he doesn't need it.
That's why. He literally has the most powerful eye in all existence, and he hasn't even used much of it yet.
Well, we don't know. We don't know if that's the case. That's another thing. We keep running with these things, and by we, I mean not me. Y'all. Y'all keep running with these things. It goes from the official thing, right? Like the official statements of Jogon to somebody else paraphrases it. It's a big game of telephone with all this Boruto information. It's a really big game of telephone.
I never played telephone.
You don't know telephone? It's where you tell the person, we're all lined up in a line. I tell the guy next to me some phrase that has to go all the way down the line. At the end of the line.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Pass it on, next person. Yeah, pass it on.
Game of telephone. And as we all know, telephone, you're never going to get the same phrase. So, what I'm saying is.
What do we do know about the Jogon? We know it. Boruto got it from his genes between Hinata and Hinata and Naruto.
We do not know that. He already had it, but we don't know why he already had it. It is not genetic.
We know.
Not necessarily. Again, this is a telephone. We're reaching. We're giving it things that we don't know yet. For the longest time, I was telling people, I don't even think he could do V2. I'm talking about Kawaki. I don't even think he could do V2 or True Essence because of how it's changed now. And now look at it. Now we know he was definitely nerfed.
Who?
Kawaki.
Well, yeah, we only saw Boruto do True Essence.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But people were, because of the whole, both of them are 100% now. And yes, Kawaki is 100%, if you didn't know. Because of that whole thing, they're like, well, now, if he could do it, he could do it. No, that's not how it works.
Well, we know Toneri pre-awakened the Jogon. We know it's because he told us.
The book told us, yes. But I'm saying it is not necessarily because it was not confirmed. Because of Naruto and Hinata's genetics. This is a game of telephone. Same with the Jogon. You said it's the most powerful eye. Never stated. The closest thing was Urashiki. He said it's a troublesome eye you have. Talking to Boruto. Yes. When he saw the
Jogon. If the Otsutsuki are calling it troublesome, then you know it's a big deal.
Yeah. If the Otsutsuki are calling it troublesome, then it is troublesome. Not the most powerful eye in the world. In the universe. It is troublesome. That's what it is. But people blew it out of proportion. It's the same thing when people were saying it has all the abilities of all the other dojutsus we've seen.
Okay, no. That part I don't agree with. But I do agree it should be the most powerful eye in all existence.
There you go. That's how you say it. It should be. Not that it is. There's a difference. Same with anything with the karma. That's why I'm telling you, you're overrating what Amato actually knows from what he guessed.
Oh, I'm going off of what I saw during the Ishiki arc when the whole setup to bring out Ishiki. Like, I watched that episode 15 times going over each dialogue of what Amato knows.
And he did not confirm.
15 times.
It's educational guesses. Scientists, that's all they can do.
Hey, but I have to disagree, though. Loki, I have to disagree because it shows... It shows every sign of the Jogon being the most OP eye in the Naruto/Boruto-verse.
Who said that? Who says the most OP?
It doesn't mean it is.
I agree. Okay, let me tell you why.
We have to.
Okay, let me tell you why it is the most OP eye. So if we saw against the New Way versus Boruto fight, right? We saw that Boruto was using the Jogon eye and it could see the chakra flow, etc., the chakra flow, which the Byakugan can do, right? And then it also showed ability of the Rinnegan, which is what? Moving to another dimension, right?
Yeah.
Not only that, but it showed the other ability of the Rinnegan, which is to see through dimensions. That is why Boruto managed to, go to you know, where they were in the first place, all right? And then he showed another ability, all right? Let me just mention the ability, which is the same ability as the Sharingan, which is to read movements. If we realize when Boruto, Naruto, and Sasuke were fighting against Momoshiki, Boruto dodged the attack, which he read the movements, which is what the Sharingan does. If that doesn't show you that that's literally the most busted eye, I don't know what I can say.
I remember the term. It's false equivocation. So this looks like a duck, talks like a duck, walks like a duck. It must be a duck. No, it's a goose that looks like a duck and talks like a duck and walks like
buddy,
a duck.
Buddy, what we're saying is it's showing evidence of each eye.
It's only showing evidence if you're looking for that conclusion. You know, it's the, what do they call it? Confirmation bias.
Let me ask you this. We know Shibai, right? Shibai had the Sanrigan, right? Which is Shinjutsu, right? Shibai had the Sanrigan. Shibai had Damon's ability. Shibai had Code's ability. Shibai had Kashin Koji's ability, right? And then we see after Shibai transcends from where he is to the other realm, which actually it also shows in the anime, right? Which shows dozens of Jogens. You still want to tell me that the Jogen is like a normal Dojutsu, which is like literally the Sharingan?
I didn't say that either.
It's obviously giving.
Actually, no. The Otsutsuki God, the one with all the Jogen, that's fan made. The real one we got in the manga, that's Shibai. That's his eyes.
What? No, I mean in the anime. I'm talking about in the anime. They showed the Jogens.
Yeah, they did, but they also showed the manga version of Shibai, which is completely different. He has three eyes. He has a Rinnegan, a Byakugan, and some other special eye on his forehead.
But do we not know that the only reason it's different is because the guy didn't have enough time? I thought we knew this already.
Yeah, that's right.
The animator of that cut specifically, where it's talking, it was Ishiki talking to Code, that chapter, and that episode, right? He's talking to Code, he's talking about become a god. Right, and then it shows the panel, and the panel in the manga not colored. Obviously, it's a manga, so we don't know what it looks like. And then in the anime, it looks like a stone statue with a stone background with all the eyes. But as far as we know, from what we were told from the animator that did that scene, he was rushed. Well, not rushed. He didn't have enough time for whatever. If it means that he was gonna put, you know, white scleras instead of just make it a stone background, we don't know. But that's the only reason it's different. It is not anything else. It's just because the animator. You know, somebody should ask that animator again.
It's another
debate. Which Shibai do you consider the real one?
Doesn't matter. They're the same one. There is no difference.
All of them. All of them are the real ones. Like Shibai, the only difference is that
It's like you're denying evidence that we show you.
I'm not denying evidence. Okay, it's just denying the conclusion with that evidence. That evidence doesn't prove it. Like, what?
There's only one conclusion.
Okay, let's sum it up. Right. Jogen versus Byakugan, which takes it? Let's just make it easy. Jogen versus Byakugan, which takes it?
Jogen takes it easily.
Again.
Jogen versus Rinnegan, which takes it?
Jogen takes it again. Working in hypotheticals.
Jogen versus Tensigan, which takes it?
Jogen takes it again.
Well, I don't
Jogen
know about
versus
that.
Sharingan, which takes it?
Jogen takes it again.
And none of what you're
like,
saying.
What are we arguing about?
Actually, proves that it is the most powerful eye ever. Nothing.
Okay, Jogen versus
us. That's it.
The three most powerful eyes we've seen are the Jogen, the Sanrigan, and the Kokugan. That is it.
Okay, here's the thing. We haven't seen the full power of the Jogen eye. So
yeah, we haven't.
So far,
we've seen the Kokugan, and we've seen the Sanrigan. We know its abilities.
I don't think they understand.
Okay, so far, let's put it in the top three of the most busted. Since we haven't seen its full abilities, we've seen the full abilities of the Sanrigan, right? Which is literally to rewrite everyone's memory. So let's put it in the top three since we haven't seen its full abilities. But still, it's still the most busted technique.
No, the omnipotence does that. The Sanrigan allows Aya to see all past, present, future events up to her birth. That's what the Sanrigan does.
Fam, didn't you see her eyes when she rewrote everyone's memories? Her people, her eyes literally changed.
See that too right there. Y'all come to two different conclusions, even though it's the same evidence. I wonder why. Because
okay, let's do this. Right.
He thinks, and it doesn't matter who's right. I do not care. I just care that y'all don't come to the wrong conclusion because of it. You know who does do that a lot? Kawaki. In universe, he does that a lot. A lot of these people do that a lot. So he comes to the conclusion that the Senragon, right, is what triggered the omnipotence. So omnipotence, if you remove it from a person that has the Senragon, by his conclusion, couldn't happen. Then by yours, is that no, that's separate from the Senragon. It's, and yet y'all both saw the same thing. Why? Because it's evidence that are y'all forming to fit whatever it is. That's what I'm saying. Y'all are looking at the same thing, and you see that way, I see this way, and no amount of convincing will work because y'all don't even know why y'all are both wrong. Not because it's the wrong conclusion, because of the way it happens. Same with confirmation bias. Y'all y'all need an in-universe reason or in-universe terms. In-universe terms, Kawaki, he sees everything that Boruto does, right? To him, in his point of view, from his perspective, everything that he knows, Boruto is doing stuff and it's a threat. But if you look at it from Boruto, I can control Naruto. I mean, I could control Momoshiki's power better now, that he literally said. Mm-hmm. And yet, Kawaki sees it as, oh, that's just more confirmation that you're going to be a threat. What? No. It's only a threat if you make it. That's why Kawaki is in the wrong. We all know this. The only people that don't are the people that are stuck like him.
Well, yeah, because Kawaki he doesn't know right from wrong. He thinks that destroying Boruto's life to protect
Naruto. It's not even right or wrong. It's tunnel vision. He sees it this way. Everything that happens is for this conclusion because it's trying to justify what he's gonna do or try to do. I don't think he'll do it. He won't succeed. Hopefully not. You know what I mean? That's the in-universe reason of what y'all are doing right now.
Also, if the Jogon is showing Boruto jumping dimensions in the Niue arc, and it's just like how you saw Orochiki's dimensions when Orochiki would during the Orochiki fight against Orochiki versus Sasuke, Shinki, and Boruto. Nobody could see which dimension that Orochiki was going to, but the Jogon saw it. And what other eye do we know that can hop through dimensions? The Rinnegan.
Okay, cool. That doesn't mean the Jogon equals Rinnegan. False equivocation.
I never said it did. I'm saying it has the abilities of other eyes,
it has abilities similar to other eyes. Again, false equivocation. But if y'all are too deep in, y'all are going to have to restructure everything y'all think for y'all to finally realize. It has this ability. No, it doesn't. It has an ability that works like the ability of the other eye, but it is not it. That's why similar is not the same. When you say same, it means exact. When you say similar, there's a margin. See what I mean?
Okay, then what about the Jogon seeing the chakra flow of Niue? Would you call that similar or would you call that the same? Is the Byakugan.
And it's similar to Naruto's ability to sense intent. And if y'all say,
but seeing the chakra flows and sensing intent is two different things.
Yeah, that's
seeing the literal chakra flows, seeing the literal chakra flow and sensing.
So y'all don't even know. Sensing intent, like, so when?
Okay, let me do this.
This is why it also depends on when you started watching Boruto. When the Jogon was first announced. For the longest, right, from episode 1 to episode 7, because on episode 8, we find the name. But from those, we didn't know the name. And then the Jogon name popped up from a toneri on the dream sequence. Now we know its name. But before that, or around that same time, I don't remember exactly the dates, around that same time, one of the writers, script writers of the anime, it was either a script writer or it was some staff, literally told us its name is the Jogon. And you know why he told us first off? Because we were asking. He said, "It's the name is the Jogon. It he hasn't read all the scripts for what it can do, but he knows, and this is something he knows, so that means he probably saw it from a script, right?" We're talking about educated guesses. He has an ability similar to the way that Naruto can sense ability, can sense intent with his Sage Mode. So again,
yeah, but we also saw that from the new.
Well, actually, you're wrong about that.
No, yeah, he's a wrong because
Sage Mode does not sense intent. That's KCM1 that does that.
Oh yeah, KCM1. I'm tripping.
Yeah,
the cross eye pattern with the big line and then the little line. I'm
tripping. It can sense either malice.
Either way, though, right? Mm-hmm. He was talking about Naruto's ability to sense intent as being an ability that is similar to whatever Jogon can do.
The Jogon can see through, can see evil chakra that's possessing somebody. That's what the Jogon was doing.
Yeah, like negative emotion.
I'm saying what he said. He said it's similar to the thing that Naruto can do where he can sense intent. Meaning, that's what it is.
Hold on. I gotta do something real quick. Watch out.
So, we are coming to the end of the podcast. We have gone on for a little over an hour. I just want to say thank you to everyone that showed up and participated. I will say this. We did keep everyone's questions screenshotted and written down that we were going to ask Michael Schwab. So if we'll talk to him later, and we'll see if he wants to reschedule. And if he does reschedule, I will put up another space schedule and let everyone know that we will be doing a retry of the episode or re-record it. This is just a community talk, and I hope that we can also host more community talks and have you guys involved. We have everything on BortoPodcast.com. It's the link on this account's bio, or you can just Google Boruto Podcast. Or you can look up Boruto.club. Boruto Club is a club I built for the community. We have all kinds of communities in there, and we have some other communities going in there. So we have the podcast. We have TwoBlueVortex.com, which is a community blog. You guys can post your theories on there. We have the Discord. We have a roleplay server coming soon. And we have people like Boruto Fan here that are partnered on Boruto Club. So make sure you guys follow. We'll post the announcement for the next podcast. I would love to see you guys all join. And thank you guys for coming. I really appreciate it. And shout out to Asad, as always. Thank you, guys. Also, last thing, I'm going to publish the last episode we recorded here on X. That's going to be releasing right now. It's going to be on BortoPodcast.com, Spotify, or YouTube. Thank you guys for coming. Catch you guys in the next one.
Well, I'm back.
Borto Podcast.
Yeah, what's up?
I don't have to show my face. Do I to partner with you? Like
no.
To do a
No. No, you just got to promote Borto content. All you got to do is, how about you DM me or DM the Boruto Club account here on X. Just look up Club Boruto. Or actually, if you go to Boruto.club, the website, all the way at the bottom, there's an email. It says partners at Boruto Club. Just email me at that, and then we can talk there. And actually, you would be considered a VIP member of the club. And that would include... sometimes we'll email all of our club members or VIP club members like a contest for content creators, and we'll give away like prizes, like gift cards or whatnot, to the content creators who help promote the club on their socials.
I'll DM you in messages on X.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
Also, are you gonna notify all who follow you when the next one is from Michael Schwab joins?
Yes. Well,
see when he wants to, because it's for
working. Yeah, we'll see if.
Okay.
Yeah. So we it was supposed to be for tomorrow, but he rescheduled for today, and today he didn't show up. So. Yeah. So maybe we can try again.
Maybe we'll tomorrow.
See what happens, but. Yeah, just follow this account, Boards Podcast, or for anyone else that has Discords. So yeah, that's, you know, we will, and I'll post it everywhere, the Boards Podcast Discord. Sometimes we'll host podcasts in the Discord, and I actually want to let you guys record your own podcasts in the Discord, host your own, and I can give you guys access to the website to post them there too. That's not a problem. And we can have our own series. This is the community talk series. We will try again for Michael Schwab, and everything will get announced here on the Boards of Podcast X account or on the Two Blue Vortex community. I don't know if you guys see it there. There's a little bubble at the top that says like this is coming in a few days or all that. But yeah, you just follow or join us on the links on Borto Club and you'll be notified.
Okay.
All right, guys.
All right.
I'll see you guys later. Thank you so much for coming. Catch you guys later.
All right. Never forget. Boruto, Uzumaki, Monkey, Jet, Otsutsuki.
That's right.
Oh, one more.
There is no
hold on.